There were no crowds, no protesters, no excessive police presence. All the things expected today as the controversial Israeli rabbi Meir Kahane barged into two Boston-area Hillel houses uninvited. Even Kahane was surprised and perhaps disappointed that his presence failed to create much of a stir, but it didn't tone down his rhetoric any, as Marcus Jones reports.
The controversial Israeli parliament member, Rabbi Meir Kahane, says he's here to speak the truth and to pose some serious questions that his Jewish brothers don't want to hear.
Do the Arabs have the right, not through bullets, but through babies, through the demographic threat, do they have the right to democratically become the majority in Israel? Yes or no?
Kahane, a former Brooklynite who founded the militant Jewish Defense League in 1968, is considered an outcast by American Jewish leaders, primarily because of his hardline position that Israel should become a true Jewish state, governed strictly by the scriptures, expelling all non-Jews. He brought his extreme viewpoint to the campuses of Harvard and Boston University today, fully expecting confrontation, but coming away unruffled.
And I had come here to speak. Legally or not. And I've come here and I'm happy that they've had the common sense not to attempt to bar me.
During the rabbi's informal talk, Harvard officials barred cameras inside the Jewish Student Center known as Hillel House and expressed their displeasure outside at Kahane's unwelcome intrusion.
Why isn't he invited or welcome here?
Because of the views he holds, because of the positions he fosters. I called him a two-bit fascist. Isn't that clear what I think of him?
I think it's a little hypocritical for most of the Jews at Hillel to boycott Meir Kahane today, because it's just a different opinion, and you should be exposed to all these different opinions.
Much like the targets of his JDL harassment, Kahane, too, is a marked man. Yesterday in Washington, he was doused with red dye as he spoke to the National Press Club. Just as establishment blacks repudiate Louis Farrakhan's extremist ideology, Jews, both here and in Israel, dismiss Kahane as racist and disruptive to Middle East peace efforts.
Meir Kahane represents the ugliest face that Zionism could possibly have. In that way, he wins converts for the PLO, and he particularly does it on campuses across the country, where everyone knows the name of Kahane, and it discredits Israel.
I have no guilt feelings. I believe that Israel should survive, will survive, Arab bullets and Arab babies. So I want them out, and you're quite right. I want to make life difficult for them so that they will choose the compensation which I am ready to offer them.
Kahane is here not just to espouse political beliefs, but to tap the financial well of supporters, he says, will one day make him Prime Minister of Israel. Rabbi Kahane's frequent visits to the U.S. allow him a media platform that he has denied in Israel. He is banned from appearing on state-run Israeli radio and television. But in the U.S., he is the subject of considerable press coverage, which helps him generate support for his ideas and money for his cause. A nagging reality for those who oppose him. For the 10 o'clock news, I'm Marcus Jones.